On Saturday, June 13th, the Stissing Center is having its second annual art auction at its facility in Pine Plains, New York. And we're fortunate today to have with us Gwen Green, who is the president of the board of the Stissing Center, to talk about the events leading up to this auction and then the auction itself. Welcome, Gwen.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
As we were talking a little before we started this, I had asked Gwen if she could give us a brief history of the Stissing Center itself, because I have to plead ignorance. Not having been to Pine Plains in a long time, I was hardly aware they were there. Tell us a bit about the center and what happened, that it came to be.
The building itself has been there about 10 years. And on and off, I remember when I was first living up here, there would be events, there would be performances. There was no sense of a real season. It seemed more event driven. I remember, my goodness, I guess it's 20 years ago, taking my 9-year-old niece there to see the Bacon Brothers perform. And she thought she'd died and gone to heaven. And so there would be occasional events during the summer because there was no air conditioning. And as I recall, probably not much heat either. But they'd be one-offs. There wasn't really a structured organization with full programming. And it's evolved over the past few years. We have a wonderful benefactor in Jack Banning. We were able to build out our space, modernize it, and under the leadership first of Brian Keeler, who was our board chair, and then Patrick Trettinaro, we put together regular programming and we made this an all-year-round venue.
Roughly about how many people do you seat in that venue?
Depending on the kind of event, upstairs in Banning Hall, which is our main venue, we can seat up to 200. If we have a big show, for example, opening night this year was Roseanne Cash, and we were sold out. So when we're sold out, we can probably squeeze in 200 people. And then downstairs, we have a new venue we opened this year called the Grace Note, which has more of a little cabaret feel. It's Friday nights, and there's wonderful entertainment, anything from a jazz singer to a trio to maybe a reading of a play. And that seats about 80 people, just at little cafe tables and couches and whatever furniture we had around.
Well, that's great to have two different environments there. I think I like the downstairs first myself, the casual environment. That's just open this season.
Exactly. We're doing it every Friday night. Tickets are very modestly priced, $10 to $20. We have an open bar. And I think for me, it's evocative of places like the Bitter End or the Village Vanguard in the city back in the days.
Back in the days, yeah.
Yeah, those days. The
Those
good old
days.
days.
Yes, in the good old days. Now, when do you are you open all year long for concerts and such, or is it a seasonal thing?
We are open all year except January. We tend to close down after we've done our year-end event and we've done our year-end fundraising. We find that January is a time that many people are away or the weather's terrible and people don't want to go out. So we don't really do programming in January. We pick it up at the end of January, the beginning of February. But other than that, we're open all year and temperature controlled. So it's quite pleasant whenever someone shows up.
Yeah, we love temperature controlled, especially these days when the
Isn't
temperature's
that the
going
truth?
up and
You
down
bet.
every other day.
You bet.
Today it's an oven, tomorrow it's a refrigerator.
Exactly.
Well, speaking of fundraising, which all of us who are in the nonprofit world have to do a lot more than we want to sometimes, the Stissing Center has its second annual art auction, and that's coming up on Saturday, June 13th at 5 p.m. Tickets are $100. And going back to Gwen Green, who is with us from the Stissing Center, president of the board of directors, she's also one of the people that organized the arts festival show, or the arts auction, excuse me. And so I'm going to let her tell us all about that.
Sure, thank you. Last year, we tried to experiment. We're really known as the Performing Arts Center, but it's also very important to us that the entire community feels involved. And just as a sideline, we have a huge construction project going on, and our plan is to have an upstairs floor, which will include an art gallery. It's fortunately already been funded. So we wanted to find a way to make more people aware of the fact that the visual arts will be part of what we're doing, and also just to open ourselves up to a whole new group of participants and patrons. So, my late husband was a painter. He participated in many art auctions, And I thought I had enough sense of how they ran that we could try and do one ourselves. There are so many talented local artists, or even international artists who have a connection with this area. And interestingly, as we did that on our own and we put out inquiries, we found that more people came to us than we even reached out to. Artists in the area who really wanted to be part of what we were doing. So we last year held it just at the center. The price was a bit more, but we made a policy that if anyone bought a piece of art, the money they paid would be refunded to them. So we wanted to keep it accessible for people. We probably sold about 45 pieces, raised a healthy amount of money, made more mistakes than I can count, but succeeded in spite of ourselves. So this year we started planning really early. And what we did is we formed a committee chaired by Neil Rosenthal, who many people know as Rosenthal Wine Merchants, but also owns and runs Mad Rose Gallery in Millerton. And we asked him to chair our committee. And then we brought in other people who are gallerists or collectors, A, because they're in touch with interesting art we might not know about, and B, because frankly, we felt they would have a good mailing list to help bring in people. And it's been wildly successful. We'll probably have 60 pieces this year, and we've turned people away. We got more organized. It's a silent auction. We got more organized in terms of our layout. In fact, if you go to our webpage, you will see every single piece of art in the auction has been photographed. And then Neil Rosenthal has very generously offered to hang the work in his gallery for the 2 weekends prior to the auction. So this Saturday night from 4 to 6, there will be a party where you can see all the work and there'll be several of the artists there. Then the work will hang there the following weekend and then it'll all be delivered to us for the official silent auction on the 13th. And we'll have food and wine and entertainment. And again, several of the artists will be there to discuss their work.
And for those who may not know, the Mad Rose Gallery is located in Millerton, New York, at the corner of Route 22 and 44. You can't really miss it. And I know that
Indeed.
address. So I go to Millerton.
Exactly. And it's really a wonderful gallery that's just been growing and expanding and now has sort of four different places where they exhibit art. And it's been quite successful.
You say they have four. Where are the other ones?
They have downstairs two and then up. What you see at the street level, depending on where you park or where you walk in, right on the corner is a main space. Then there's sort of a second space behind it. Then as you go outside, Neil has bought the building next door and that has a downstairs space and the upstairs space. The upstairs space is what we will use for our show. And the rest of the gallery will also be open with their regular exhibits.
And that again, that's on Saturday, May 30th,
This
at what?
coming Saturday from 4 to 6.
The Stissing Center online is at thestissingcenter.org. Can
Yep.
you purchase tickets online?
Exactly. You purchase tickets online. And for those of the people who don't know us, it's a wonderful place to see everything we have coming up and purchase tickets. But if you go and look at events and go down to the art auction, you can both buy tickets and see all the work that's there.
Well, that's great that they have access ahead of time. And anything else we need to know about this upcoming event or events?
Yeah, I think what's important to know is just the Stissing Center's desire to be a real part of the community. You know, we don't want to be a performing arts and visual arts center only geared toward New Yorkers, as we're all called, who've moved up here, or weekenders. We want it to be a place where the community feels equally welcome. And the wonderful coincidence is that June 13th is also Pine Plains Day, Community Day. So in the morning, we will have the Art Effect, which is a nonprofit in Poughkeepsie that brings art to students in the inner city. They will be conducting a workshop all morning, free to any child who wants to come in and create art. So we really want everybody to feel welcome. We want everybody to feel that this is their place. Not incidentally, we do children's programming throughout the summer that's free of charge. Because again, there are people in the community with several children who couldn't afford the prices. And we want them to feel as if it's all for everybody, both art and performances for everybody. So we're trying to make all this be part of a, if you will, holistic approach to being a center, as we say in our line, our tagline, find your center where everybody, and we grew up in the tri-state area, finds a reason to come and bring children, watch a play, listen to classical music, hear a local bluegrass band, and anything else that they like. If we're not already doing it, we'll listen to them and we'll probably do it.
Well, it sounds like you're well on the road to being that center, and a great idea to have it on the same week as Pine Plains Day. So,
Exactly.
was that by accident or planned?
That was fortuitous.
Okay, I love that. Great word. By the way, I am a local. I was born and raised in Lakeville, Connecticut. So
Oh,
no one's
my.
ever called me a New Yorker or whatever else. So I am one of the locals. So it's been really a pleasure talking with you, Gwen. I appreciate your time. And we've been talking to Gwen Green, who is the president of the Stissing Center Board of Directors. And they are having a couple of events coming up. An artist reception on Saturday, May 30th at the Mad Rose Gallery in Millerton, New York. And following that, on the 13th of June, Saturday the 13th, they will have an art auction at the Stissing Center in Pine Plains. You can take a look at some of the things that are going to be there by visiting the stissingcenter.org. Thank you so much, and it's been a pleasure, Gwen.
Thank you, and thank you for your interest. We hope to see many of your listeners there.